All right, we welcome you back, and it is the debut of the Dennis Allen Show, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, with us each and every week here on The Fan. Coach Grant Napier, how are you today?
Hey, Grant, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
It is an absolute pleasure. It's hard to believe it's here already, isn't it? I mean, you go through all your OTAs and all the hard work, and it sneaks up on you, and here you are getting ready for game one. Give me your thoughts based on preseason as a coach. Obviously, like a lot of teams, you have to fight through injuries. Did you and your coaching staff accomplish what you wanted to during the preseason?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought we got better, and that's that was the big goal throughout the preseason, throughout training camp, is to keep getting better every day, and I thought we made some progress. You know, obviously, the results as far as one loss column wasn't what we were looking for, but the great thing about that is you start 0-0 with the regular season, and we're excited about kicking things off.
Coach, each and every year there's a player or two that kind of comes from nowhere and catches the eye of an organization. What player most stood out to you in camp that you really didn't know about when we all started here back in late July, early August?
Well, you know, when we started camp, there were some guys that, you know, obviously that weren't well known that we felt like had the potential to be good football players, and we were fortunate to have, you know, a few of those guys on the team. You know, obviously one of the guys that stands out is Rod Streeter. I mean, an undrafted free agent out of Temple. You know, I think he caught 19 passes as a senior in college, and but yet he was one of those guys that we looked at, and when free agency rolled around, he was one of the guys that we wanted to make sure that we tried to get here, and we were able to do that, and he hasn't disappointed us.
Coach, each and every week we're going to ask the fans to chime in here via Twitter, and the fans can follow the Raiders on Twitter, at Raiders, or you can follow me at Grant Napier Show. And this week's question, Coach, comes from at Kev_Carby, and he says, Coach, glad you're leading the Raiders this year. What's your favorite thing about leading the Raiders with Reggie McKenzie?
Well, I think it's the fact that Reggie and I have the same vision for the organization, the same vision for the team. I mean, I think the fact that our goals and aspirations for this team really align. And so I'm excited about the opportunity to work, you know, hand in hand with him on building the type of team that we're looking for. And everything has been great so far. We've really enjoyed it. But it's time to start seeing the results of our labor.
We're talking with Coach Allen here on 1140 The Fan. Coach, I'm curious, you know, we always talk about a rhythm and getting your offense in flow. How difficult has that been with the injuries to your skilled people, and is that a concern as you go into Monday night against San Diego?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you go into a game, you know, you want to make sure you have all your weapons, and so our ability this preseason to really get to work on the timing and the passing game, you know, we haven't been able to do as much as we would like. So, you know, that's been a challenge, but, you know, that's the way of the National Football League. Everybody deals with injuries, and you got to find a way to produce no matter what circumstances you're faced with.
Coach, I want to talk to you about Miles Burris, who, of course, played right here in the Sacramento area at Granite Bay High School, a draft pick that right now is starting for you. Give me your thoughts on Burris, where he's at, and where he still needs to go for you.
Well, he's done a really nice job so far. He's still a young player, and he still makes some young player mistakes, but that's to be expected. The thing that he's doing is he's coming in every day. He's going to work. He's attacking it with the right attitude. He's getting better every day. And if he continues to work the way that he's working, because he does have athletic skill, because he does have football instincts, he's going to end up being a player that we're gonna you know, really be able to lean on.
Talk about leaning on. You can always lean on Richard Seymour, but he didn't take a snap in the preseason, but he's a vet. He's one of those guys that knows what it takes to get ready to play each and every week. Do you worry about someone like that didn't have a lot of activity during the preseason?
No, not a guy of Richard Seymour status. I mean, you know, he's a guy that has continued to play at a high level. He spends a lot of time right after the season's over in Hawaii. So I don't really worry about a guy like that understands how to be a pro and's done it for as long as he has.
Take me to Monday and I don't get caught up at age. I think it doesn't really matter. But people are going to talk about you being the youngest head coach, your first head coach in the NFL. All right, Monday Night Football, all eyes are going to be on the Oakland Raiders and the San Diego Chargers. Your emotions walking out onto that field for the first time in a regular season game are going to be what, do you think?
Well, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting for all of us. I think anytime you start something new, you know, this being a new season, we're anxious to get out and start playing some regular season games, because that's why you do this. You do this to play the games, and they start keeping records and keeping score for real. So it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be an exciting atmosphere. It'll be electric there in the Coliseum, and we're looking forward to it.
When I asked you back a couple of weeks ago in Napa about getting on the same page with the coaching staff, you talked about that process and how important the preseason games were going to be and everybody kind of getting on the same page. Has that process been completed? Are you all there as a coaching staff right now?
Well, listen, it doesn't matter whether you've been together for 1 year, 6 years, you know, 6 months. It's a continuing process, and we're going to be continuing that throughout the season, because things are going to change. Circumstances are going to change. You're going to have to deal with injuries. You're going to have to deal with different situations throughout the year. So we're constantly evolving. But I've been pleased with the way that things have come together, both from a coaching staff standpoint and from a team aspect.
What message do you give your players about handling these replacement officials? Because we've already seen it in the preseason, Coach. There's going to be levels of frustration. They're not going to make every call correct like the regular officials. But we've seen the inconsistency. What message do you have to your team about this before they go on the field Monday night?
Well, it's the same as anything else in life. I mean, you can only worry about the things that you can control. And the things that we can control is how we execute offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. So, you know, we don't concern ourselves with the officials. We're concerned about the Oakland Raiders and how we execute on Monday night.
I saw some of your comments that you made after practice yesterday in regards to injuries, and someone asked you about, is there a cutoff day? What is your philosophy about guys? Do they need to go 1 day of practice, two? Do you have a strict philosophy, or is it just kind of each one's different based on what you see? How do you deal with that as a head coach?
Well, obviously, you know, certain players are different. Certain players need more reps than others, but you have to practice to be able to play. I mean, this game is not – it's not one of those games where you just show up on game day and play. So, you know, we've got to practice to make sure that we all understand where everybody's going to be in certain situations. So we got to be able to put ourselves through those situations. And so you have to practice to play. Now, the amount of reps that you have to get, it's different for each individual player.
Your familiarity with San Diego is obvious. You had to prepare for them twice last year. So I would think that, you know, there's not a lot of secrets when you look at that team. But when you look at them preparing for this game, are they any different, in your opinion, than they were last year?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, looks to me like Gates is fully healthy and really running really well. So, you know, he's obviously a challenge. You know, they lost, you know, one of their wide receivers and replaced him with another guy that I'm familiar with, that Robert Meacham, who can run down the field and stretch the field. So, you know, they've obviously changed, but yet I don't think the philosophy of what they're going to do has changed.
Can you explain to the fans how hectic this weekend is, not just for you, but for all the teams, when you wait until the deadline? I think it was Friday at 6 or 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock here on the West Coast, the waiver wire, and how that process works with Reggie and the personnel department and you as a coaching staff, and the Raiders were active on that. I mean, is that just an absolute crazy period of time?
You know, it's not a crazy period of time. I mean, it's part of the game, and every organization goes through it at this time of year, and everybody's always looking to develop their roster. Okay, everybody's always looking to get better, and how can we improve this football team, both for the present and for the future? And so that's just part of the deal, and that's the process that we go through. So it's not anything out of the ordinary. And, you know, just you got to work on the weekends.
Coach, final thing for you, and I'm sure you're going to have to deal with this a lot in the next couple of days, and I don't know how you will deal with this from week to week with the media, but I've been flooded with a lot of texts and emails about Janikowski's status, Ford not practicing today, Denarius Moore. I mean, the injury report, I guess, comes out Wednesday. Do we have to wait until then? I mean, are you hopeful that these guys are playing, or can you rule out any of these? Where are you at with those three players?
No, I'm not ruling out anybody. I mean, I think we're going to take this on a day-by-day basis. We'll practice again on Thursday, and there'll be an injury report coming out on Thursday. But you know, we'll see who's up and ready to go, and who can practice this week and get ready to go play San Diego, and whoever we have up and available to go. You know, we're going to hold them to the same standard as we would hold anybody else.
Coach, appreciate it. Look forward to doing this each and every week, and best of luck on Monday night. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Grant.
Yep, that's the head coach of the Oakland Raiders joining.